Ralph's with us from Stanford. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Thanks for getting in touch. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I've got a pram, and I run it underneath one of the original sodium streetlights. Now, the hood and the apron were green. Why did it turn white?
That's to do with the way your brain is attempting to interpret the colour information. Your brain attempts to take into account that different light sources actually look very different. If you have ever seen a photo taken inside with a camera, which is an attempt to compensate for this, if you take a photo inside with normal kind of incandescent bulbs, it looks incredibly yellow, and just your brain immediately kind of compensates for that. What you're actually seeing is the whole thing is actually looking different types of orange, different brightnesses of orange, because there is only one colour. But your brain is attempting to compensate for the fact that the light is very orange. And because everything looks orange, it assumes that anything which is reflecting a lot of orange is probably white, and anything which isn't is probably dark. And so you kind of interpret it as white because your brain's compensating.
Happy with that, Ralph?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I got asked something similar by some guys in South Africa about why, when you look at ordnance survey maps, which have red roads on them, for example, if you look at them under a red torch, why the red roads don't look a weird colour. And that's the same sort of question, isn't it, though?
In fact, if you look at a red torch under a red light, they disappear entirely.
Red roads.
Because,
you can't see them.
But white reflects red, and so does red, so they both look
exactly
the same.
That's right.